second week in a row, are you looking forward to going back home to Texas?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's a big week for us. You know, as a team, it's a big week. You know, starting off the year, want to get things started off the right way. It's always great to go back to the home state.
Do you know how many family members or people from your hometown are going to be there?
I really don't know the total number. You know, I know that I have some family going, but I don't know exactly how many people are going to be there. You know, I'm just trying to focus on winning the game right now.
What kind of different feel does this week have?
It's a game week. You know, everything's turned up a notch. Everything is competitive. We practice hard in camp. But going into game week, you know that we know the roster. We know, you know, who's going to be around. We know the plays we're going to be running. And so everything's turned up a notch, just fine-tuning things. And, you know, this is what we're here for. We're here to play games and to win games. So we're finally to that stage where we got a game coming up and need to be at our best.
What have you seen in their defense?
They're good defense. You know, they have good players all around. They get a good pass rush. Don't throw a lot of exotics at you. At least on tape, you know, we might show up and they might bring it at us. But traditionally, you know, the past year they haven't thrown a lot of exotic blitzes. They line up, play you man, and expect their guys to beat your guys up front and in the secondary.
Ryan, you do have a new receiver in the group, and Anthony Armstrong. You know, what has he shown you in these last day or two, and what do you like?
I like what I've seen so far. You know, Anthony's obviously a fast guy. I think I saw his speed first thing yesterday. Today hit him on a couple slant routes where he got separation. I was able to catch it and turn it up into a big play. So it's always great to have a guy that has speed like that and can get separation where you hit him on a short slant route and he's able to, you know, possibly take it for a touchdown. So I'm excited what I see from him so far. And, you know, I think the more that he gets comfortable with the offense, we'll see more good things out of him.
Ryan, how would you compare your feeling of anticipation to the one you had prior to your first start at A&M?
What do you mean, anticipation of?
Your upcoming first start in the NFL compared
to? Oh, I'm excited. You know, obviously, you know, this is a big time for me. I'm excited to be a starter in the NFL. It's been a goal of mine for a long time. I'm ready for the game. I'm excited for it. I'm just trying to take it day by day, prepare as much as I can every day, and be ready to go come Sunday.
Right, aside from wins and losses, what's the most meaningful number to you as a rookie quarterback, do you think? I mean, 16 starts or maybe 20 touchdowns?
Wins and losses. Wins and losses. I know you said besides wins and losses, but we're football players, and that's what we get paid to do is to win games. So that's all we're focused on right now.
Is it hit yet that this is your first NFL start? I mean, is this something you probably dreamt about since you were a kid?
Yeah, I mean, it's not something where I, you know, sit in bed at night and shock myself, you know. But I'm excited for it. You know, it's something that I have had in my goals for a long time. You know, now it's here. You got to take advantage of it. You know, it's this game isn't promised for anything, so you've got to take advantage of every opportunity that you get and get better every day.
What's it like hearing that you're the 17th different starting quarterback since Marino left? And does it put any extra pressure that it's been so long since the Dolphins have had that established, you know, the guy at quarterback?
No, I don't think so. You know, I don't even think about or hear those things until you bring it up right now, you know. So, you know, I don't think about all the past history. I just try to take care of what I control here and now, you know, take advantage of the practice reps, take advantage of the meeting time and film study, and just try to get better. You know, I can't control what goes on in the past or the future. Just try to handle the present.
Ryan, now that the preseason's over, what are your just general thoughts on the Hard Knocks experience and having your first rookie camp kind of filmed in a fishbowl environment like that?
It was an experience, for sure. You know, just having cameras around all the time, you know, not knowing what they're going to get you saying or what situations are going to air. So, it was definitely an experience, but I felt like we handled it well as a team. Weren't distracted by it too much. Obviously, there's a little bit of a distraction there when, you know, just people being around. But I felt like we handled it appropriately. We didn't let it take away from our work. You know, we still went out to work every day and practiced hard. So, you know, I think it served its purpose. But, you know, I'm glad it's over.
Heading into your first game, what kind of advice have you gotten from teammates about how to handle Sunday? Because it nears and
Haven't got a whole lot of advice yet. Just go out and play and have fun. You know, it's do your job. You know, I don't think that anyone's really set me down and had a, you know, mentor talk with me. But I think we're excited about the game. I'm excited about what we've done this week as an offense, how we've been practicing. So, you know, it's one of those things where you got to go in and take care of your business.
Every coach is different. How would you describe your relationship with Coach Feldman and the way that he works with you?
Coach Feldman's great. You know, he doesn't say a whole lot. Doesn't get too involved in any meetings or anything, but if he sees something or has some input, he'll definitely tell you. But he's not a coach that's in every meeting that's trying to overstep the quarterback coach and the OC. He kind of thinks he hired them for a reason, and they do a good job, so he lets them coach. I think he's a good coach for us, and enjoyed him so far.
How difficult has it been to learn from the tape that the Houston defense is significantly different from last year with no Mario Williams and D'Amico Ryans? And we always hear that they only played vanilla in preseason. So what are you trying to – how can you take from the tape what they're going to do?
Well, we don't know exactly what they're going to do. That's the first game of the year. You don't really know. All you have to do is – study the preseason. Obviously, most teams don't show everything they have in preseason. So, study the tape that they showed in preseason, especially the third game, and then go back and look at what they did last year. We have a lot of tape from last year, and we're able to see what they did throughout the whole year last year and on into the playoffs. So we have a lot of tape to look at. It's a little bit different as far as personnel. But as far as scheme goes, I don't think it's going to be a drastic new scheme. So just got to learn from what we have and take it from there.
Ryan, still a couple of moving parts on the offensive line with Artis Hicks going out yesterday, but what's your comfortable level like with that group?
I'm comfortable. I think that the coach is going to put the best five that we have up there to protect me, to be able to run the ball and protect me in the passing game. So whatever five's up there is the best five that we have, and I'm going to be confident that they're going to give me time to get the ball off. I know that this is a rough game and you're going to be taking a couple shots, but as long as I can get the ball out of my hands and we make a play, it's all right.
What was the number one point of emphasis that you felt you needed to address personally from the start of training camp to the end of the preseason? And do you think you got it fixed, you got it addressed?
I think the biggest thing for me was two things, really. Getting to adjust to the speed of the game. We saw it a little bit in OTAs and mini camps, but really just getting adjusted every day. To the defense, and then just being on the same page with the offensive guys. New guys that we had a lot of guys rolling in and out, especially early on, going with the twos, going with the threes, going with the ones. Not seeing the same guys running the routes over and over, so it's tough to get on the same page. I feel like the last couple of weeks we've really grown in that aspect as far as being on the same page with the receivers, how each guy's going to run the route, and I think we're in a good spot right now.